The Gemara presents Machlokes Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yoshia. How do we derive the number of three for every Bezdin Shel Dinei Mamonos that it has to be three? So the Gemara presents Machlokes, and the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yonah's son learns it from even two psukim that it says Elohim twice in the Torah, and Ein Bezdin Shakol. You can never have an even Bezdin, so you have to add one more, but I know that intuitively. I don't need a source for that. Rabbi Yoshia disagrees, and Rabbi Yoshia needs the Torah to repeat itself three times, and without the repetition three times, I wouldn't have known that I would come to derive to be an odd Bezdin. And therefore the Gemara concludes, and it's only that you have three because it says Elohim three times, the Gemara concludes, apparently, Rabbi Yoshia was of the opinion that even without the Torah, without the Torah specifically delineating Elohim three times, intuitively I wouldn't have known that a Bezdin can't be even. Maybe even two. It's only because the Torah went out of its way to say it three times. We asked the following Shaila Lalacha, which is not a clear question, and we're going to see it's a tremendous debate amongst the poskim. The story was, we said yesterday, I was in Florida, and the Bezdin that was presented to me for Ataras Nedarim was a Bezdin Shakol, a Bezdin of 10. So what is the halacha? Do we, when we paskin in Dinei Mamonos, that a Bezdin Shakol is not okay, and we're going to see in a second where we paskin that. So therefore, does that extrapolate, and does that apply to the din of Ataras Nedarim as well? What should this Shaila be based on? Well, we need to explore a little bit the nature of Bezdin Shakol. When one looks at the tour, which is, as I said, Rabosai, the tour is the first source in Halacha, before the Shulchan Aruch was created, the Beis Yosef first gave sources and commentaries on how the tour derived his Halachic Psak. The tour was the son of the Rush, and he made the first list and book that pretty much lists all halacha out of Shas, based on the Rishonim, being a Rishon himself. And the Beis Yosef, already the end of the Rishonim, who was the Maran HaMechaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, had a commentary on the tour, the side of the tour, the Arba Turim. And ultimately, much of Shulchan Aruch that became Maran HaMechaber and the Shulchan Aruch that we have out of Yom HaZeh is extrapolating from his comments on the tour and his, you know, elaboration on the tour's psakim and all the sugyas and all the background. So in the tour has a fascinating language. If anyone remembers the language of the tour when he's talking about the din of Bezdin Shakol, the tour says a lashon of what? Mutav shiyehei Bezdin shel yud aleph. Why? Oh, you have it in front of you. Excellent. Thank you. The Rabbo said there's a saying, the more the merrier. So now I'm going to give you the source to that saying. And even though a Bezdin of three is a complete Bezdin, the more, the merrier. Umutav sheyichta chadin biyud aleph mi bayud. That's the line. Tomorrow we'll talk about the more the merrier. I want to focus on the later line. Umutav, and it's better, it's adif, it's better, sheyichta chadin, that the psak bezdin should be with yud aleph, with 11, mi bayud, from 10. Now Rabbi Yisai, once we know the difference between odd and evens, and evens and odd, it's complicated, but I think we covered that. Once we know that, so somebody tell me a problem with this language of the tour. I'm going to repeat the language. Umutav sheyichto chadin biyud aleph mi biyud. What do you say, Mickey?
It's saying it's better. Not
so what word is bothering you?
Better.
Mutav. 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 It's puzzle. Didn't you learn a Gemara on Daf Gimel Mabez? It's not mutav. It's not a saying of the more the merrier. It's a puzzle of Bezdin. Zok the Bach on the side of the tour. Zok the Bach. I'm trying to find that. I used the other. 1 second. Sorry. Umutosh Yachtach Adin Meir Aleph. Lav Dafku Yud Aleph. El Dinim Shachachar Lishna de Talmuda. The fact that he started with the number 11, that happens to be, he was quoting the Gemara's number, but this concept even applies even if it's less than a minion, even if it's 9, or even if it's 7, or even... Like the Gemara says in the first parak, Sanhedrin Rav Huna Ki Ava Asa Beidina L'Kamei Machnef Aisa Asaris, there the Gemara was talking about 10 or 11. V'teida, and I'll prove it to you that it's Lav Dafka. What's the proof, V'teida, says the Bach? The Lav Dafka Kamar. Dim kan, kash, dim kain, kashya mai mutav, hapshita de'ein osin yud bezdin l'chad chila. De'ein bezdin shakal. Oh, so the Bach already wakes up. The Bach already wakes up in his commentary on the tour. The Bach, the other side of the Beis Yosef, is the Beis Yosef and the Bach. The Bach says, by the way, don't get hung up over the fact that why the tour is talking 10 and 11. What's going on? Is this a minion for Mincha? What's going on? Why are we talking 10 over here? Since when do we talk those numbers in Bezdin? So the Bach says, don't get hung up over it. That's just the Lashon of the Gemara. That was just the case in the Gemara. That's why he's talking those numbers. And I'm going to give you a proof that he's obviously being Lav Dafka when he's quoting these numbers. And what does the Bach say? What's the proof? Because, don't forget, there's a tremendous issue with what? With having a Bez Din Shakal. Don't forget Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Mabez. It tells you Bez Din Shakal is not ideal. Right? V'teida the lav dafka kamer dim kein kashya my mutav hapshita denos in yud bezdin. It's obvious that you can't make a yud bezdin, but then he throws in one word that again throws me off track. Did anyone see the language of the Bach? Lichatchila. Lichatchila? So number one, Rabosai, let's just collect. It's the same ha'ara, but there's two different versions. In the tour, I bechlal don't understand the language of the tour. Mutav. It's better to have. It's more the merrier. That's what you're trying to tell me? Say it better. Give me a psak la'alacha, this puzzle. En bezdin shakal. And the Bach, even with him recognizing the issue and including the issue of our sugya, of en bezdin shakal, of not having an even bezdin, even though the Bach is on target, and Baruch Hashem, I can breathe a sigh of relief that someone remembers the sugya of Sanhedrin Gimel and Beis, but comes along the Bach and he says, and I'll prove to you that his numbers are not specific, because obviously lechadchila, and even bezdin is not correct. And now I'm just reversing my question, because I got a little bit of a salvation from the fact that the Bach was ma'or on the language of the tour. But even the Bach, at the end of the day, who told the Bach that this is only an issue lechadchila? It's not my impression of the Gemara when I learned it. This is the numbers that you need. What in the world is going on here in the language of the Tur, in the language of the Bach, in the language, Rabosai, of not only the Tur and the Beis Yosef and the Bach, in the language of Shulchan Aruch? It's Hashem, you guys will get a chance after Shir to look it up. It's later on the Maamar Koimus. And there the Shulchan Aruch has the same exact language in Siman Gimel. But Rabosai, everyone has a Shulchan Aruch here, right? It's not important. Rabosai, if you look at the Sma, the Sefer Meir Seinayim, who is also one of the side commentaries, he's on the penalty box on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, two sides, the Shach and the Sma for Chesha Mishpat, that changes in every Sefer and Shulchan Aruch. Or Achayim, it'll be the Magen Avram versus the Taz, which all of the Mishnah Berurah is based on those commentaries, the Mechaber, the Magen Avraham, the Taz. In Chesha Mishpat, it'll be the Shach versus the Sma. And in Yeridaya, it'll be the Shach versus the Taz. Okay? Those are the peripheral views of the Shulchan Aruch. Those are the guys on the side. You want to make sure that you see those commentaries. Like Chumash Rashi, Mechaber, Shach Taz. You want to see those commentaries. And then in Ebenezer, it's Shulchan Aruch, and it's Beis Shmuel, Chalkas Mechoikik.
That's the setup, okay? That's Psak La'alacha Shulchan Aruch is all coming out of those Svarim and those different areas of Arba Shulchan Aruch, Halki Shulchan Aruch. And then there's the fifth Halki Shulchan Aruch, which is it's all here. Chevra comes along, the Mechaber, and the Mechaber quotes this language, and the Sma, once again, mimics the Bach and says, ah, obviously these numbers of 10 and 11 are lav dafke, because en bezdin shok. Which word did the Sma leave out? Lichatchila. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now we're talking business. It doesn't sound like in the Sma that it's a din lichatchila. But Rabosai, even though the Sma's opinion is that that's that the Mechaber is lav dafka, because even to the extent that it would be invalid if you have an invalid Beis Din. But again, that doesn't erase our questions. We still need to give a Hesber in the language of the Tur. We still need to give a Hesber in even the explanation of the Bach, that this should be only a problem, lechatchila not b'dieved. Where did everyone get this from? Where did this language of mutav come from? So the answer is
Rama?
No?
Yeah.
You have? The second Rama. Thank you. Thank you. So the Rambam, I quoted to you the Rambam in source number 14 in Aleph Dalet. Rabosai, please, after shir, make sure you see all these makaras. It's important to see them inside. The Rambam tells you the din of Beis Din Noita in Aleph Dalet. Ir she'en ba me'eva asarim, amidim ba shloisha dayonim, she'en Beis Din pachas b'shloisha, you should make sure to have, even in a smaller city, you should make sure to have a Beis Din of three. And why three? Because there's no Beis Din that's pachas b'shloisha. Kidei she'e ben roivu mi'et, im'aisa b'nei machlekes, b'din min adayonim. To make sure that you can have a Beis Din Noita. You can be machriya, right? Good, Aleph Dalet. Comes along the Rambam, in Perek, Beis, the next Perek, Halacha Yud Gimel. Afal Pisha Bezdin Shal Shloisha Bezdin Shalim Hu. Even though what I said to you, and you meet the criteria of a Bezdin, and you have a complete Bezdin, when you have three, Kol Zman Shein Rabim HaRezim HaShubach. Oh, so we can't give the credit of the statement of the more the merrier to the Tur, because apparently the Tur got it from who? Shitas Rambam. Kozman shei meruba reizim eshuva. Umutov sheyichtoi chadin be'echad asar yoiser me'asara. And it's better to paskin halacha with 11 over 10. V'tzrichin sheyoshvin kulam sham bebezdin tamidei chamerudin. Rabbi Isai, we have a practice in the shir that we're medayik in Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam's Lashon is taken very seriously. And the Rambam says that same exact language. Mutav she'ebiyud aleph yoser mibiyud. Why? Because the more the merrier. Apparently, not everyone is as convinced as we are that Beis Din Shokel is ma'akif. Here's the shiloh that I want you to write in your notes right now. This concept that the Gemara introduced to us, is that ma'akif or is it not? Is it ma'akif? It sounds like, well, ma'akev means this is, it's a problem even b'dievet. Meaning, if you have this b'dievet, is it just ideal? Or is it ma'akev? But how could one suggest such a thing? The Gemara tells you that you have to have a leaning Bezdin Noita. The Gemara sounds not like the Rambam. The Gemara sounds like this is what the number that you use, and it has to be, it's ma'akev, it's apostle otherwise. It's invalid. I really don't know how to translate that word ma'akev. Does anyone have a good translation? Ma'akev? No, it's necessary. But necessary to the extent that it would be invalid otherwise. How do I say that in English? Essential. But essential also, it's like...
Required?
It's I could have something that's essential.
Required.
Fundamental.
Where does it have ma'akev?
Essentially.
Oh, yeah, good. Tell him. Integral. Integral, but I want to say integral to the extent that it would be invalid.
Required.
Required.
It's
not always required.
All right, Rabbi. So what's going on over here? Yesh Ladin, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? What is this machlokes? What is this new perception of Beis Din Noita non-negotiable? I like that. What is this new perception in Beis Din Noita? What is this new perception in Beis Din Noita that could be, to the extent that the Bach would suggest that it's only l'chadchila, to the extent that the Rambam sounds like and the Torah sounds like, it's not going to be something that's ma'akif. My Svar Chitzayna would have been not like this, and I think other Rishayim are going to disagree with this. What's this based on? Well, I don't think you have to search very far, Rabbi Yisrael. I think we already have the tools. But now we just got to put on our thinking caps, and we got to deepen the sugya. We have the Maamar Kamis in front of us, because we already learned the Taisus yesterday. Taisus and Mitzvahs Chalitza presented two opinions. And we said Isaac's yesterday, just because they're in the same Taisus, does not mean that these two Odye Shlomars are not entirely different and on different sides of the world. They could be extremely different. And they could be coming from totally different perspectives. And what were those two days in Taisus and Yevamos on the concept of Beis Din Shokel and Beis Din Noita? One was that I only apply the concept of Beis Din Noita in the world of Mitzvahs Chalitza, in the world of a Beis Din that's standing there to do a Chalitza, even though it's not such an active Beis Din, like we've already spoken about, the Beis Din of Geirus, comes along the Taisus and says, yes, but I found issues that might come up in the concept of Chalitza that might need to be deliberated and paskind and have a leaning Beis Din to Mimachriya. There might be issues that come up, and it's for that reason the Gemara employs Beis Din Noita and Ein Beis Din Shokel, even by Chalitza. Whereas the other day, said absolutely not. You don't even have to introduce such a svarin. It's not because of the world of machlokes. It's not because of we're worried about what's going to happen and you might get stuck and you're going to need an odd number in order to resolve the issue. No. Says the other day, it's a Beis Din. So a Beis Din, by definition, needs to be odd and cannot be shock. Clearly, the first day in Taisus holds that the concept of Ein Beis Din Shokel is not linked and specifically parallel to the Shem Beis Din. If theoretically I wouldn't have had an issue that came up, or I would have known that there wouldn't have been Machleksim, and as other Rishonim agree to this day in Taisus, the Adramawi showed yesterday, and the Ran shows that it might be even the opinion in the Amoraim when it comes to a Beis Din of Prusbol, that if the issues won't come up, so then, bottom line, the Ram says, Beis Din Shel Prusbol, you can even have two Dayanim. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman in the Gemara. It's not a problem in Beis Din Shokel. What issues are you going to be dealing with? What deliberation? What masumata? What back and forth is there going to be when a Beis Din Shel Prusbol? So therefore, inherently, I can still have a Shem Beis Din, even though I have an even number of Dayanim. Whereas the other day in Taisus looks at that day and says, that's utterly ridiculous. If you need a Beis Din, but the fact that the Torah said this halacha needs a Beis Din, so what that means in parentheses means is that you better have an odd number of Dayanim, no matter what scenario, no matter what halachic issues, no matter what the case is going to be discussed, no matter how many words the Beis Din is even going to talk. Could they kach Rabbi say that the Beis Din might not even be there, like Taisus and Yevamos Mem Hei. Taisus might even, they might not even know about the woman jumping into the mikvah. They're not involved at all, but they're a Beis Din. If they're a Beis Din, then they need to be odd. Rabbi, perhaps this Diyan, this Machloikis, between the two Balei Taisus, is exactly what's going on in our Sugya, and what's happening with Shitas HaRambam, and the debate between the Sma and the Bach, of whether or not this is l'chachila, or this is ma'ak. If you understand that definitionally, fundamentally, of Beis Din, when I think Beis Din, I think of odd.
I don't get involved in what the issues are, what the potential debates are, how much of a process and procedure the Beis Din's going to get involved in. I know that when the Torah said a Beis Din, I know what that means halachically is three. And there's no other number that I can think of. So then, obviously, my conclusion will be, when I read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, no matter what my numbers are, I am going to say that bottom line number that you're going to choose, you can sing the more the merrier as much as you want. But let me tell you, if he said 10, says the Sma, that must be Lav Dafka. Because your bottom line number better be what? I. Because a Beis Din needs I. It needs, that's what the Torah meant. A way to be noite, that's definitionally what a Beis Din is. However, perhaps I can learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I can understand the concept that the Gemara teaches me in Rabbi Yonah's son, that you need a Beis Din Noita like the Rambam Paskins, but that's sufficient to derive for me a number of at least how many. However, bottom line, is it Ma'akev? Bottom line, is it something that's going to invalidate the Psak? Is it something that now is going to remove the fact and the shame Beis Din from this scenario? It's not true. V'haraya, Tosis and Yevamos, the Yarama and the Ran are telling me, when I think of a Beis Din, the fact that they're an even number does not mean that I have to take out the word Beis Din from my picture in my mind. I can think about a Beis Din, I can talk about a Beis Din, and it doesn't mean definitionally that this Beis Din is I. It might be ideal. It might be like the Bach says, lechatchila. It might work out better. And there might be certain scenarios that it's going to be crucial because we might get into a roadblock. We might get stuck. There might be practical issues that we are going to be stuck with. But at the end of the day, it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. It's not that there is no shame Beis Din in such a scenario. And if it works out for you in your situation of 10, that you had a 6-to-4 split, and thank God we had a majority rules and everything worked out, Shalom al Yisrael, that's not necessarily problematic. And it could be not like the Sma developed in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, but more like the Bach is developing in the Lashon of the Tur, more like the Rambam sounds like when he's saying, and as we're Medayik in the language of the Rambam, I said 10, and I meant 10. It might not be the best ideal, says the Bach. It might not be the smartest thing. It might not be accomplishing the more the merrier. But these are the numbers that I meant. Why? Because I hold, like the opinion of the first day in Tosis and Yevamos, I hold like the Yad Ramah, I hold like the Ran and Gittin, that all this is a practicality. It's just an ideal situation. And therefore, even if you end up with 10 Dayanim, it's not going to mean, and therefore translate to be, that I'm out of the world of Beis Din. No, a Beis Din could exist with an even number of Dayanim. The fact that I'm talking even does not mean that I'm out of the realm of Beis Din, whereas the other Rishon, the other day in Tosfos says, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have a different sugya of Beis Din. But Rabbeisai, don't think that the Rambam is ignoring the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Mabez. Everyone agrees that there's a concept of Beis Din Nota, and the Rambam that I read to you in Aleph, Perek Aleph, paskins that Gemara like Rabbi Yonasan. And it says Elohim twice. And Eiv Beis Din Shakol Mosif and Olein Ed Echad. What is that? That's just an ideal? That's just an option? If I would walk up to the Rambam, if the Rambam would walk into this room right now, Rabbi Yisai, and I would ask the Rambam, oh, apparently you hold from your number game over here with 10 and 11, and if I take your language literally, like the Bach does, and like the Tur quotes, so you apparently are not, it's not problematic and don't have an issue with having an even Beis Din, right? The Rambam will say, yes, yes, yes.
So I'm going to turn to the Rambam and I say, well, we happen to actually be learning the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Gimel in the Beis. So I'd like to know something, Rabbi Rambam. Is it true that we can have a din Torah of a dine mamonis right now with two dayanim and you'd be okay with that? So the Rambam will answer me what, Rabbi Osai?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Rambam will translate as follows. Of course, to derive the number at least, and how did the Torah figure it out, what is a Bezdin Shel Dinei Mamonos has to have three Dayanim, that is Ma'akev, and that's, if you have less than that, then that you're not, you don't have a Bezdin Shel Dinei Mamonos. So what the Gemara derived from the concept of a Bezdin Shakal according to the Rambam is not optional, is not Lechatchila, and doesn't have any of the jargon that we're presenting. Now I have a different issue. Once I reach the development of what the Torah required, I hit my number three, and I want to go into the lichatchila world of the world, the more is merrier, and I want to have the most chashuv bezdin because I want this guy who's starting a din Torah with me who won't pay me back my $1 million. I want him to be so embarrassed, and I want as many dayonim as possible to put this guy in chirim and make sure this guy pays me back and gets every single penny, and I'm not going to suffice with three dayonim. I want everyone, every chashuv rav in the world I want on this bezdin. So now my question is, can I have an even number? So then the Rambam says, oh, if you want an even number in such a scenario, maybe that'll be okay. Rabbi Osai, maybe I'd even suggest, maybe that'll be even l'chadchila, more than the Bach. Again, open question. Mm-hmm. It's clearly not b'dieved. It's clearly not puzzle. It's clearly not invalid. So therefore, the Rambam's saying, learn your Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Beis. Learn the Gemara literally. Ein bezdin shokel, and it says Elohim twice, and that's how I know that I need a third dayon. But once you reach the number three, and now I want to add more dayanim, do I have the ability to now have a bezdin shokel? That's going to be a further question. That's going to be a question that's already dealt with in the Tosfos in Yevamos. How integral and fundamental to the Shem Bezdin is having an odd number? If you're of the school of thought that I can still have a Shem Bezdin with having an even number, so then I might argue even further than the first day in Tosfos Yevamos, even though over here there will be issues, but if it worked out, it worked out. So maybe it will be valid. So Rabbi Osai, what we're presenting now is even three opinions on the discussion of Ein Bezdin Shakal. Whereas the 2 days in Tosfos Yevamos already expressed to us and presented to us that there is a fundamental machloikas whether or not, no matter what your numbers are, fundamentally, if there's an even number, one day in Tosfos says, that's not a Bezdin. The other day in Tosfos, the first day in Tosfos is saying, no, it is a Bezdin. It's just a practicality, and that's why we have to make sure that there's going to be an odd number. But if you're in the world of non-practicalities and not having issues come up, then there is no problem of having an even number. And now we're presenting even a third option, even in the world of Dine Mamonis, similar to the first day in Tosfos, where you are going to have a deliberation, but bottom line, if it works out, since I hold integrally that a Bezdin exists, even with an even number, so then maybe even L'chadchila. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I have a Bezdin here, the Bezdin's valid, and the halacha of Ein Bezdin Shakal was only relevant to me when I was darshaning the Torah and I was trying to figure out what numbers I need at least. But once I deciphered that halacha, now I'm okay. Now let's take it one step further, Rabbi Yisai. Let's take it back to that Rashi. And the Rashi on the Gemara, when he's discussing Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia, the Rashi goes out of his way, like Abitan pointed out, and he says a number of six. That Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion that Ein Bezdin Shakal is not a problem against Rabbi Yonasan, who we paskin like, and therefore he permits six dayanim. We inferred from that Rashi that the opinion who invalidates the Bezdin Shakal, who does subscribe to Ein Bezdin Shakal like we paskin, who does subscribe to the concept that you can't have an even Bezdin, he obviously holds not only by the number two,
But even when you go above and beyond and you're dealing with the number six, Rashi wasn't just Stam throwing out numbers and telling you added information in different cases. Rashi was telling you a chiddush. Because Rashi was telling you the opposite of what we're expressing right now in Shitas HaRambam and the Tur and the Bach. And Rashi is telling you, no matter how high your numbers are, even after you hit the number that the Gemara derives to be the Beis Din of Gimel, Beis Din Shakel lives on. Beis Din Shakel will still be a problem to slap you in the face, even as high as the number of six. If I were to ask you, Rabboisai, when Rashi tells you, Ein Beis Din Shakel is a problem by even the number six, what is Rashi's opinion when it comes to Beis Din Shakel? Is that, yes, to say it out, the second day, that blank is definitional to the Shem Beis Din.
Odd numbers
is definitional to the Beis Din. Rashi wasn't just saying examples. Rashi wasn't just throwing out numbers. Rashi was saying a chiddush. A chiddush ad kedei kach that Shitas HaRambam and Shitas HaTur do not subscribe to. A chiddush la'alocha that Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Aleph in one day does not subscribe to. Rashi in a mere number changed the scope of the sugya.
Wouldn't you learn that from four also?
Wouldn't I learn that from four also?
Lachora.
Rabbi Isai. It's not just 2 to 3, and Rashi is disagreeing with Shitas HaRambam. But now, this is going to be relevant for our Shiloh, La Halacha, Halacha Lamaisa, in the case of Arthur Godfrey, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, 7 years ago. But before we pass in the Sugya Halacha, I want to give you a chance to work on it. And Mir Tashem, we will get to it, Mir Tashem, tomorrow. But I want you to see the tshuva of Reb Kivager inside. A fascinating tshuva. Rabbi Yisai, a tshuva that is not only relevant to our halacha over here about whether or not Beis Din Shakel is acceptable in the world of Hataras Nedarim. Read the tshuva of Reb Kivager carefully. It's in your WhatsApp group. I took a picture of it. Rabbi Yisai, there are, as you're listening, there are two other chidushim in that tshuva of Reb Kivager that if you finish the entire tshuva, you should be smiling. Because Reb Kiva Eger is assuming a big chiddush la'alacha on sugyas that we already learned that is definitely not pasha. Two chidushim that Reb Kiva Eger adds in, outside of this psak halacha, about whether or not Beis Din Shakel is acceptable for Hataras Nedarim, that is relevant to a sugya that you guys all learned and chazered for the Bechina and know. And I want you to tell me what that is and come to me tomorrow morning. Tell me what Rabbi Kiva Eger is assuming that is Bechlal not Pashit. You should now write a letter back to Rabbi Kiva Eger if he was alive and say, by the way, what you assumed in such, I'm just telling you, I in this Maramakom and I in this Maramakom, that is not Pashit. I'm not joking, Mickey. You'll see exactly what I'm saying. Look, Baraboisai, I want you to develop for me what's going to be the answer to the Shaila. And if you have time, I brought it in, the Sefer Nachal Yitzchak. This is the Sefer of Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, Perish on Chayshim Mishpat. I thank the yeshiva for getting the Rebbeim a set of 4 volumes of this, a beautiful new print, Machon Yerushalayim printed, of the Nachal Yitzchak. The old print was Mamish Geferlach. Once gave a chabura in Kol Elyon on one of the Spiklach of Nachal Yitzchak. Sefer was like ripping apart as I was giving the chabura in the... But it's Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful sefer, and he's the one other poisek that I found that deals with this true Reb Kivega, that deals with our Shaila Halacha L'maisa. This is Reb Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, your yeshiva. Reb Yitzchak Yeshiva's Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. This is a sefer on Chesh Mishra Nachal Yitzchak, Iram.
Why do you have to say that you need 3 and then you can go even? Like, can you just say, you hold over Yonatan, he holds a looking twice, and he uses a star at the third one, only for a Beit Denota. But then in cases where there's no Beit Denota,
this is a case of a Beis Denota.
Yeah, but there's other cases where you said there might be a passive role where you use
But the Rambam's saying it by Dinim Omenis.
Yeah, but you can still say that he holds by cases where you don't need a Beit Denota, you have 2. Because then the svara doesn't apply, and you just say Elokim twice.
But the Rambam says you need three.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying within the Rambam. I'm saying general opinion that you can say from where.
In which area of halacha?
To areas that you say they don't.
Like a prosbul. So you're saying like Rav Nachman.
Yeah.
That's the Ran said yesterday in Rav Nachman and Echanami.
Only within Rav Rambam. So how would the Rambam hold, like Rav Yoshia?
No, the Rambam paskins like Rav Yonasan. But Afal Pichin, he says 10 is still valid if you read the Rambam Kipshuto. How does that exist?
What happens with the Svara, though? Because he,
so I'm telling you that the Rambam used the Svara to derive how to get to the minimum.
Yeah, but
you need three.
It should apply after three also.
No, it shouldn't. No, it's not according to the logic we're presenting. We're saying that that Svara is not saying that it can't exist. You can't have a bottom line even Bezdin. It was just a way for the Torah to get to the number three.
Hataya still applies after three, though.
Hataya was just a way to darshan the psukim what number the Torah got to. But the fact that if you're not going to have a Torah is still valid.
So you only have
Hataya
until three and after three.
Bezdin noita was not a thing that it's not a Bezdin if you're not noita, if you don't have the numbers to be noita. No. That's not what the Torah told me. That's the first day in Tosis' opinion. But the Rambam's telling you a Chiddush, which I wouldn't have said on my own. The Rambam's telling you that no, Bezdin Noita is a way to derive the number that a Bezdin needs. And without this, you don't have a Bezdin. But now the facts are that you might have a probability, you might have a Cheshbin, that it might not be Noita. It's not Makiv. It's a new way to learn Bezdin Noita.
You're saying as far as conditional. It's
not conditional, it's definitional. It defines the number. But once it goes further, it's not a hachra in every case. The Bezdin need, the Rambam will tell you, Bezdin need to tell me that under three I don't have a Bezdin. Because you don't have a way to get to that number. But it's not that you need a Bezdin need to every time you pask. Rabbi Isai, there's one other, aside for the Psak Halacha that we didn't get to, which is in this Tshuva Reb Kiva Eger, you guys will have a good time in Meretz Hashem now to look into, even though you don't have so much time. You'll have an hour right now to get into. Rabbi Blass is speaking at 11:45. Do not miss it. I told him the Olam will be here, and please come. He was a guy who I want you guys to have the ability to develop a relationship with, a really great person to be close with in the yeshiva. It's an opportunity once a semester we're getting for him to speak to us. Hopefully you'll turn the air conditioning on for that because it's schmaltzing in here. Rabbi Isai, there's one other opinion, and Ezra Stern already and Morty picked up on it already. There's one other opinion that's found when it comes to this Bezdin Noita that's totally different than anything I've presented till now. And it has to do with a Sugya Megillah and a Sugya in Erchin and Ayin Shem. And Emir Tzashem will wrap up the Sugya tomorrow. I hope to even move on. But Emir Tzashem by tomorrow will have a Psak La'alach on our Shaila of Arthur Godfrey, whether or not the Hatoris Nadarim could be done with an even Bezdin. Psak La'alach. And we will go through step by step every Hanukkah.